After years of waiting and months of construction, a new gym was opened at Summerland Secondary School in November. The ribbon cutting for the $10.5 million facility was held November 13, but the need for the gym replacement at the school had been recognized for years. Linda Van Alphen, a Summerland trustee with the Okanagan Skaha School Board, said there were calls for a gym replacement 23 to 24 years ago. In 2013, Abhishek Lekhi, a student at the high school and a basketball player, presented a petition to the school board, asking for a new gym. Although the petition was a catalyst for the construction of the new facility, construction work did not begin until much later. In 2020, the Okanagan Skaha School District committed $10.5 million toward the project, with construction work scheduled to begin in the fall of 2021. The start date was delayed because of issues identified through preliminary work. Todd Manuel, superintendent of schools for the school district, said the project was done on budget, even though costs had increased since 2020. He said the new facility will be important for the students at the high school. "These are places where we can come together, build community and build memories that will last a lifetime," he said at the opening ceremony for the school gym. The old gym at the high school had been constructed in 1951 and had been used extensively over the years. It was not large enough for some regulation sports courts. However, the old gym has been renovated and will continue to serve the high school. The new gym facility is similar to other regular high school gyms in the province. It has a regulation-sized playing area. The facility also features gender-neutral washrooms and change rooms as well as a weight room. The high school has a student population of around 550 students from grade 8 to grade 12. Next year, as grade 7 students are added, the enrollment is expected to increase to 650. While the $10.5 million price tag paid for an up-to-date gym, it did not cover the cost of some enhancements. A fundraising initiative has been collecting money for amenities including an enhanced sound system, basketball hoops to the outside court, upgrades to the weight room and other features. A fundraiser on the night of the gym opening, attended by around 200 people, brought in $7,239. Prior to that date, more than $22,000 had been raised for the improvements. "The community was extremely generous," said Dave Stathers, a Summerland school trustee and a former teacher at Summerland Secondary School. In addition to serving as a sports facility, the new gym can also host other events, including the high school's graduation ceremonies. The bleachers can accommodate 450 people, and the remaining floor area can hold between 200 and 400.